I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD. Hello and welcome to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. So today we're going to do another Monday Mindset Minute. This is one before the holiday. Just a reminder to you all before we get going here today that next Monday is Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everyone out there who celebrates. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. If you celebrate a different holiday, I hope you engage in some really great, joyous, connective activities in that season as well. And if not, I have Jay here to talk about how to maintain motivation through the holidays. I'm not sure if you've heard about a blue Christmas and what that is. And it's that sometimes that the holidays can be a difficult time of year and we can really lose our motivation to continue on in recovery and to continue doing the work that we know is going to better us in the future. And that was something that I thought would be really valuable to bring Jay on and talk about what happens if you lose motivation. So hi, Jay, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. So why don't you talk a little bit about what happens when people lose motivation in recovery? And you remember now, Jay has been an integral part of our Mighty Network community. And so he's been working right alongside me and doing podcasts in that community. So he's speaking from his perspective and also with that background and that knowledge, right?
Yeah. So, you know, how I look at it is getting through the holidays is really about, starting out with being grateful, having gratitude. You know, for us, we celebrate the birth of Christ, and that means a whole lot to us. I mean, that's everything about Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And so we celebrate that, and we have that gratitude of Christ being born. And for, you know, sort of the tangible day-to-day stuff, it really comes down to, you know, having that gratitude for having family around, because, you know, the flip side could be that you don't have family around, you know, and that also has its own, you know, loneliness and elements to it in itself. But when you do have family around and, you know, if you're not really feeling the holiday spirit, you know, simply relying on being motivated to connect, you know, connect with others around you, find a way, you know, like as adults, you know, we get put in a situation to where our holidays are not really just sort of laid out for us. We have to sort of construct, you know, again, talking tangible day to day, we have to sort of construct the experience, the holiday experience, you know, especially if when you have children. I mean, we literally have to construct the holiday experience for our kids and set that precedence. But, you know, so with that comes along, you know, whether we feel like it or not, we sort of have to suck it up and, you know, make it happen. You know, like if you have family that you're not necessarily close with, or you're going to spend time with people that you're not necessarily close with, creating conversations, creating connections, creating those dynamics that make spending time together that much more enjoyable.
Yeah, I love that so much. So you're essentially talking about, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, yeah, we have to think about what is our mission for the holiday, right? And you laid our mission out well, right? There's a reason that we believe and celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christmas and we celebrate it. And Jesus is our reason, right? So if that isn't your reason, then it is up to you to kind of redefine what your mission is. Why are you celebrating the holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate? And what is your mission there? And if you do have children, you have to meet that mission, which requires requires not really motivation, because you might not feel motivated if you're disconnected from loved ones. If you're having struggles in relationship, you might not feel motivated to bring that to your children or to your home, that celebration, that holiday. So what do people do when they're feeling blue, they're feeling down at a holiday, and they're having a hard time focusing on their mission when the motivation to go on no longer matters? And I think the answer exists outside of the holidays, right? Like, if you're in recovery, your journey is going to be pretty long, right? Like, that's something that I've realized over time in doing the podcast, is that there's not going to be a day where I'm going to have to just forget who I was. Like, that I spent so many years in my old self that, I'm going to have social situations that I'm in there that now that I've never been in before. And that's going to require me to think more, about what needs to be done. So my point is that you're in a marathon, your recovery work is. And so what do we do when we're in this marathon and we lose motivation and we just want to kind of give up, whether it be during this holiday season, like we started out talking about, or whether it be, in general in recovery? And Jay said something that I'm hoping that he can give this piece of wisdom to you today so that you can take that with you and know that, first of all, it's a valid feeling that you want to give up, because everybody goes through that feeling. We're all in pursuit of something. And then second of all, what can you do in that space?
Well, I think that it's when motivation is eluding you, it now comes down to discipline. And, I think about, putting the lights up around the house, like the Christmas lights around our house outside. It's not necessarily something that I am just so motivated to do. It takes some work, and it's cold outside, and you're up on a ladder and you're doing whatever. So it's not necessarily something that I am just, really, really excited to do, but I know what sort of joy that it brings to you, to yeah. my wife Rose, and to our son,
yeah.
and people who come over, right? So I know what that brings to our home. And so you rely on your discipline, we put lights up last year, we're going to put lights up this year, and this is how I'm going to do it. I have every, a plan on how to actually do it. So I would say that, when motivation is not with you, you need to have a plan. You need to create a strategy, a step-by-step process for doing something, for, creating the environment that you want, for creating the relationships that you want, for creating the connections that you want, and sticking to it. You don't necessarily have to wake up in this incredible mood to do that. You just have to stick to the plan, have a strategy, and stick to it. So discipline is really going to be what you rely on.
Yeah, I love that. And that's something that we talk about on our moral compass, is that, we talk about, having self-discipline means doing things the right way. And it means maintaining focus on a mission no matter what the distraction is. So I blended in integrity and discipline for a minute there, right? But it's like, if Jay's focus is I'm going to put the Christmas lights up, he's going to have feelings. He might feel like, I don't want to. It's cold out. Nobody puts Christmas lights up for me. I mean, I don't know. He can have all kinds of feelings about it. But what he's saying is that he has to be willing to process those, to set those aside, to focus on his moral compass, to be humble, and then to do the thing that will enhance the relationship, to engage in the deed that enhances the relationship, which it's more than just motivation. It's actually being disciplined to that.
Totally. And I would also add, just like you said, it really relies on what your focus is. So my focus when I'm putting the Christmas tree lights up is on how it will be received by Rose and our son. That's really what I'm focused on. So you have to be very, very careful on what you place your focus on, because what you focus on is really going to be the direction that you start heading in. If you're focused on not feeling well, you're not going to feel well. If you're focused on, being angry at, your family, well, then that's exactly what's going to happen. So you have to realign your focus to what it is that you want. What sort of outcome do you want? and start focusing on that specific outcome, put together a plan, a strategy, and stay disciplined to it.
Well said. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I think that's such a great point. So this holiday season, what I want you all to be thinking about is, where is your focus? What is your mission for the holiday? What can you do to continue using discipline to fuel your recovery marathon? And how can you be a little bit more gentle with yourself through this process, just recognizing that we are all in pursuit of a goal, and that even if your holiday is blue, that you can still have this space and allow yourself the ability to process those emotions, to use the skills that you've gained in recovery, and to repair and reconnect and reorient yourself from a rejection, loss-based mentality to a connecting, really fellowship-based mentality this holiday season. I will see you guys all in 2 weeks. Remember, it's Christmas next week. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Are you tired of feeling frustrated, resentful, or disconnected from your family, friends, and partner? Thrive Mind Body LLC Mindset Coaching and Counseling can help you. Visit us on the web at thriveonlinecounseling.com. Again, that's thriveonlinecounseling.com.